This is going to be a general sequence, which can include Shirsasana, but will include Shavasana shoulder stand at the end. Be in Tadasana. Weight your heels, spread your toes. Take the outer arm back. Spread the front chest. Hold it firm. Pin the scapula in on the back ribs. Just begin to feel the weight through your feet. So get your foundation, your earthing. Your feet are your foundation. They're the closest to the floor. So feel your feet. Spread the soles of the feet. Weight your heels. Urdhva Hastasana, and bring your arms up either side of the ears beyond your head. Extend to your fingertips. Weight your heels. See that you haven't brought the weight forward onto the sole of the foot more. Bring the weight back onto your heels and extend right through to your fingertips. And bring your arms back to the side. Tadasana. Just watch your breath. Even by doing that, extending the arms above your head, you've changed the passage of your breath. You've changed the energy within your body. Urdhva Hastasana, and go to Urdhva Baddha Ungulasana, where you interlock your fingers. Extend your arms, and even more. With that upward movement of the arms, see how much you can get that length through your side ribs, side chest. Just watch you don't begin to fall forward onto the sole of your foot. Bring the weight back and lift the arms as you do that. Release your arms back down to the side. You're going to prepare to go to Uttita Trikonasana. So bring your hands across your chest and jump your arms wide. Be generous. Don't be too narrow with your stance. You've got to watch. Too narrow, you'll begin to jam. Take your legs a little wider than maybe you think. And like in Tadasana, bring the weight back onto heels to prepare the contact and holding of your legs, the lift through the inner leg particularly. Weight your heels, spread your arms, extend your arms right to the fingertips. Turn your left foot in slightly, but as you do, keep the weight back onto that left heel. So you keep the broadness in your right left pelvis. And then as you turn the whole of your right leg out, watch you don't give in and let the weight come heavily onto the inside edge of that left foot. So the inner leg begins to get heavy on the left side and the left hip begins to turn. So adjust that, weight the left heel, broaden the pelvis and watch that the right hip hasn't dropped down into the right leg. Lift it away from the right leg more. And then you'll find there's a difference in the connection of your upper legs and your buttock. So feel that firmness there. That stabilizes your hips. And now inhale, exhale, extend out to the right side. It's lateral, so get as much lateral length through that right side. Right hand down towards the floor. And watch you don't begin to lean onto your right shin. Make sure that upper arm stays connected to your chest. So shake the outer right arm back, spread the chest from right to left, and then back to your feet, and see you can keep the weight on the back heel of that left foot to allow the inner pelvis. You've got your structure, the bones working. Now you've got to get the inner organs lifting So you don't let the energy get heavy. And then turn your pelvis and turn your waist. Inhale, come up. Bring your feet forward. And prepare to go to the left side of Uttita Trikonasana. So connect the turning of the upper leg more. Get your base. Inhale and exhale, extend to the right side, left side, left side, left side, extend to the left. Spread your arms, spread your chest. Space inside. Have you got space in the pelvis? Have you got space in the chest? Lift your waist. Inhale, come up. Bring your feet forward and bring your hands and feet together. Bring your feet together, not your hands. Bring your arms down by the side of the torso. Adho Mukha Svanasana. So place your hands onto the floor, spread your hands. Quietly walk back. Again, your space is important. Don't have your space between your hands too short. Take your heels back. Take your feet back a little. And then, so the upper leg will hold right to the hop of the upper leg. To get that upper leg doing, lift your heels. Lift your heels. Swing your chest to your legs so you can get that feeling that the upper leg, the inner leg is tall, the hips are tall, the buttock bones are tall. And now hold the height, hold the space, and just ease your heels back. Spread your toes as you do it. So as you take your heels back, watch you don't grip your toes or your fingers. Spread the heels back and release the back of the head. Observe your breathing all the time. Just come back once in a while. Observe your inhalation and exhalation so you know you're not overholding or overstraining. Uttanasana. Walk your hands back to your feet. Just part your feet slightly. Fold your arms. Resting Uttanasana. Just let the back of the legs, feel the back of the legs. The back of the legs will feel different than into Adho Mukha Svanasana. So spread the back of the knees, spread the back of the upper thighs. Release your head. And be quiet there for a moment. Padangustasana. Index finger and tall finger around your big toe. Now, come up, straighten your arms first. So you reconnect to your upper arms. Reconnect to your upper legs. And just don't overlift your chin, but draw your sternum forward. Draw it forward from the top of your legs even. And use your arms and legs to do it. Just keep thinking Guruji's words, organs of action. Arms and legs. And then inhale and exhale. Take your elbows wide out to the side and let that length come through your side ribs and chest. Back of the head quiet. Back of the knees broad. Front of the legs holding. And then release your hands. Adho Mukha Svanasana again. Just quiet. Inhaling, exhaling. Feel the height in the hips. The lift in the arms. The side ribs lengthening. Uttanasana. Padangustasana again. Bend the elbows wide out to the side. Can you get more lift on the back of the leg now? Can you get more lift in the inner leg? Can you get a bit more focus on the spreading of the back of the knee as you work your upper thigh? Tadasana. Urdhva Hastasana. Utkatasana. And so you bend your groin, you bend your knees, you bend your ankles, but keep the lift in the arms, the lift in the side chest. Go to Uttanasana, back of the legs lifting. So use the height in your upper legs and the hips. Utkatasana. Bend your knees, groin soft, throat quiet. Urdhva Hastasana. Utkatasana. Uttanasana. Come on, throw your buttocks up. Utkatasana. Groin soft, weight your heels. So you're bringing the weight forward in Uttanasana, you're bringing the weight back in Utkatasana. Tadasana, weight the heels. Utkatasana. Uttanasana. Utkatasana. Throw your arms up. You don't want to lose the height. You want to keep the height through your side ribs. So work those arms. Lift the arms. Lift the arms. Tadasana. Virabhadrasana 2. Bring your hands across your chest, jump your arms and legs wide. Turn your left foot in slightly, and as again, like in Trikonasana, as you turn the whole of your right leg out, see you keep firm and holding on that back left heel, the back left thigh, the inner back leg of the left side, so your pelvis stays broad. You've got to see when you begin to release your knee, you bend those three joints again. But when you bend the three joints again, the inner leg is turning out. So you've got to keep the pelvis broad and as much as you can, the sides of your chest even. So with your arms spread, lift your chest, bend your knee, Virabhadrasana 2, inner groin to the knee. Both heels are weighted. In Virabhadrasana 2. Spread your chest, pin the scapula against your back chest and extend right through to your fingertips. And then lift the chest again and turn from your left ear along your chin along your jaw towards your chin, towards your right arm, hand, and lift the chest even more. Lift it. Both heels firm. Inhale, come up. Press on your big toe of your front foot. Bring your feet forward and prepare for the left side. Virabhadrasana 2. Back ribs, side ribs, fingertips, your breath, quieten it, release your tongue. Watch you're not gripping your tongue. And then again, lift your chest. It's a warrior pose. You have to be strong in your chest. You're turning the jaw. You're turning from the right ear along your jaw to look over your left hand. Lift your chest. Inhale, come up. Bring your feet forward and come back into Tadasana. Prasarita Padottanasana. Take your legs wide. Place the hands onto the floor underneath your shoulders. Take your back ribs in. Lift your chest more. Have your arms straight. Come up, arms straight, hands on the floor underneath your shoulder. So you can connect to your arms and your legs. Outer arms cutting back, outer legs cutting back. Inner leg lifting, inner arm lifting. Back ribs. And now walk your hands back towards your feet, in line with your feet. Bend the elbows. And as you do, really make your outer elbows sharp. Hold the outer elbows sharp so you don't let the elbows go wide, and release the head. If you need support underneath your hands, use them. Back of the head quiet. Inner leg lifting. Quietly straighten your arms. Keep your hands where they are and really lengthen and lift through the elbows like you do in Adho Mukha Svanasana, in Urdhva Hastasana. Strong connection to your upper arm and see how the wrists open. That opening of the wrists prepares you for other poses. But allows you to get a little bit more opening and lift in your chest. Inhale, come up, take your arms out to the side and bring your hands and feet together. Tadasana. So when you sit in your Dandasana, if you need that extra height underneath your buttock, use it. Got to see that you don't get heavy and sink into your, you don't sink into your legs. Your legs are like Tadasana. Extend the inner heel. Front pelvis to your chest, back pelvis to your legs. So all the imprints and the clues that you had in Tadasana, use here. Hands beside your hips, take the outer arm back. Bend your elbows if you need to take your outer arm back and pin the scapula against your back chest. Just watch you don't take your shoulders back. Otherwise, you'll tend to get a lot of tightness in your throat. Dandasana. Pashvadandasana. Turn to the right. And as you turn to the right, extend the inner right heel so you keep that length in the right leg. The outside of your left thigh, hold it back a little more towards the outer head of the leg. And then you move from your pelvis. You move, don't move from your legs. Turn your waist with your hand cupped on the outside of your right thigh. Right thigh. Take your outer arm back. Hold your back ribs in. Turn your waist more. Turn your chest. You can reach forward and hold on to the little toe side of the foot. But as you do that, don't close your right chest. Keep the left chest turning to the right. So you get that length in the left side chest. Lift your waist and come up. Left side. So first, hold the outside of your right thigh, left thigh. Turn your upper arm, left side. Turn your upper right arm, hold tall, and then turn your lower abdomen, turn your waist. Pause. Don't sink when you pause. Keep the holding and the lift so you keep your energy uplifted. And then turn your chest from right to left. You reach across and hold the little toe side of your left foot. You can use a strap if you need to. But what's important is that you don't let your left chest close in towards the right arm. Keep broadening and turning your waist and your chest. So you're getting those deep organs of the pelvis energized, uplifted. So it allows and gives it more support to your diaphragm, which will allow the chest to stay uplifted. So your breath will be quieter. And then come back to the front. Swastikasana. Cross your shins. Sit tall. Now your legs are rolling out. So watch you turn your legs in a way that you turn right from the upper leg and towards the knee. Make sure that's turning well. So your knees turn. Turn to the right. Stay lifted. Turn your chest. And then go to the left side. Just inhale, exhale, just turning. Holding tall so your waist stays tall, your chest stays lifted. Side ribs. And come back. Recross your legs and go forward. As you go forward, you feel any impingement on your knees, pause. You might need to get a little bit more space around your knees, but don't go forward if you feel that if you feel your knees. Just stay quiet, let them settle. Just working your hips, your buttocks, those deep muscles inside the buttock. And then come up. Marichi Asana 3. Turn to the right. First you hold the shin to get the height. Do that. Take your outer arm back. And then hook across on the outside of your right thigh with the left arm. But as you hook, just don't rush it. Just stay quiet and see if you can get a little bit more height with that holding of the left arm, lifting of the left side chest. And then with the space then, turn your lower abdomen, turn your waist, quiet. Keep lifting and turning left chest, right chest. And just once you've got that holding and that lifting, just settle a while. Just quieten. Because not you're physically doing, still the inside of the body, the inner body, the inner energy is moving. And then release. Bend your left leg in. Extend your right arm, lift tall. Turn your waist and then hook across. Pause. Just inhaling and exhaling and turn now. Inhale, exhale, turn again. Just stay quiet. And grip your jaw. Front chest, front ribs lift towards the head side, back ribs. They move away from the head side. So watch you not hunching over your chest and allowing those back right ribs to become thick and heavy. Hold them in and turn. And then come back to the front. Uttanasana. Now for those of you who do Shasasana, you can put Shasasana in here, but you can choose not to do Shasasana today. Prepare for Shavasana, shoulder stand. If you're not doing a shoulder stand, you can do chair shoulder stand if you have the equipment. Or you can do Setubandh Shavasana if you have other concerns or if you're menstruating. Or you can do Viparita Karani. So once you've set up your shoulder stand, make sure your shoulders are evenly placed well. You can initially, if you need to, come over into Halasana and readjust your arms. Make sure your outer arm is shaping down well. You can turn your whole arm right from the very top initially so the palms look up to the ceiling. Make sure your strap is firm enough but not too tight. If it's too tight, you won't be able to get any lift. And then bend the wrists, bring the index finger right as close towards the scapula as you can. Dig it into your back ribs. And then once you begin to bring the palms of the hands onto the back ribs, just don't try and bring your palms onto the floor. You've got to dig your upper arm in to get more lift so your hands, your palms, and your fingers are on your back ribs. Otherwise, you'll tend to find that your back ribs will sink back into your hands. You want your hands into your back ribs. And then Shavasana. So extend your inner heel. You can look and see your legs now. The thighs firm. Is the inner heel lengthening and extending? Is the little toe side of the foot sharp and cutting down towards the floor? Because even here, you don't want your inner leg to get dull. When you're standing in Tadasana, you weight your heels, you spread your toes, and you get that inner leg connecting. So your legs aren't heavy and dull. They sink in and down. Everything collapses with you in Tadasana. So same here with Shavasana. Got to connect that inner leg. So you don't let your legs get so heavy, they begin to drop down. You could notice it if your legs are slightly forward. So tailbone holding, take your legs back, dig your hands even more so your back ribs come towards your front chest. And observe when you do that, you're not, you know, tending to grip your jaw or hold your tongue tightly. You should become very quiet in your Shavasana. Being inverted, your legs have to work differently, your muscles have to think differently. The circulation is changing, taking the weight off, the heaviness off the organs of the pelvis. Spread your toes, hold your back ribs. And just watch your breath. If you begin to get a bit heavy in your breath, maybe you need to readjust. Maybe you need to come back into Halasana and readjust your arms, if you need to do it. This quiet inhalation and exhalation. And you have to keep observing, watching, are my inner heels lengthening, are the middle little toe side of the foot extending? Is my tailbone holding? Where do I have to reconnect? Where do I have to lift? Don't overgrip your jaw. Back ribs in, outer arm down. Extend your inner heels, coming back all the time. Feet, spread your toes, legs, knees. Throat quiet. So you're working against gravity. So it all changes. The mentality of the opposed changes. The mentality of the muscles, the organs. Back ribs in. Just a few more moments now. Don't overgrip your jaw. Come to Halasana. Release your strap. Extend the arms over the head. Press down on your upper arm. Lift your chest. And go to Nirmala Shavasana. So tailbone holding. So be tall in your legs. Hold. Tailbone. You can really make sure your tailbone holds. If you're doing chair shoulder stand, you can do Baddha Konasana and come out. If you're doing Setubon, just bend your knees and come out. If you're doing Viparita Karani, just quietly release your legs, slide back towards the head side, and let your buttocks rest on the floor. Anak Halasan Nosrin Shavangasan. And come out. And then slowly release.
Before we do Shavasana, we'll do Jatara Parivartanasana. So lie on the floor on your backs. Bend your knees in. And then just slightly shift your hips to the left. Bring your thighs up to the abdomen. Now just keep your breath quiet. You're going into an abdominal, so don't harden your abdomen. And then take your legs quietly across towards the right side. And see if you can keep your knees as high up towards your right arm as you can. And then pause. If your thighs are resting on the floor, just let them rest. But then turn your right chest back towards your left. So you bring that releasing in your upper back and your lower back. And then come back to the center. Shift your hips to the right. You know, the drill, come squeeze your thighs to the abdomen. Just watch your breath. Don't hold it. Go across to the left. Just pause. Just release. Be quiet. And then come back. And now prepare yourself for your Shavasana. So in preparing for your Shavasana, you can have support underneath your back or underneath your chest, but make sure you have enough support underneath the back of your head and your neck. And as you place your body onto the floor, placing your superstructure, your bones, make sure your arms are evenly placed, your legs are evenly placed. And then let the muscles quieten. Just release. Give them time to quieten and release. So those organs of action are quiet. And then let these organs of action, organs of perception, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, mouth, quieten. Eyebrows spreading, skin of the forehead quiet, back of the ears releasing. So the inner ear quietens. And gradually you'll find you'll begin to just hear your breath a little more. And you'll just quietly notice that gentle rise and fall of the inhalation and the exhalation on your chest. Inhaling, pause, exhaling. Not rushing, not pushing. Unconditioned breath. And this is your Shavasana. Be quiet. Be peaceful. Find your breath taking you to that very quiet, simple space inside your Shavasana. Namaste.